So, greetings, greetings, International Sangha, friends around the world, this green, blue planet of ours. So for this week, we have been exploring supportive conditions for cultivating samadhi, also translated, often translated as concentration, but perhaps more preferably translated as calm, unification of the mind, calm abiding, etc., so that there is less of a sense of tightness in the word, that there might be associations for some people with concentration. And today we combine them all together and brought in the container that holds them all, which is our attitude, intention. So again, we had started with relinquishing what is not helpful, and on the other side of the coin, realizing, oh yes, there is beauty, there is grace, there is delight, joy in the simplicity of the present moment. They work together, they support each other, these two supporting conditions. And then the other couple of supporting conditions we talked about, one was relaxing the body so the mind can relax. And then if the body is just relaxed, well, maybe the attitude becomes a little too relaxed. But then on the other side of the coin, with a relaxed body, we have coming back again and again gently, atapi, coming back, perseverance, gentle perseverance. And together, vitaka and vichara, connecting and sustaining. Connecting and sustaining, vitaka containing initial application, vichara sustaining. So all of these four, and you see two and two, the first two are kind of a pair, the second two are kind of a pair. And then what holds all of these is our attitude, our intention, the mind that is meditating. And attitude intention is so important that actually I have been weaving it through all of these teachings, all of these supporting factors. Our attitude is not separate from them. It is in the way we show up, in the way we approach each of these factors. It's not separate. And yet, it is important to name it today as the container that holds it all, holds our practice, holds our cultivation. So a few notes on attitude, on intention. So Utejaniya, a Burmese monk I've practiced with, he has an interesting way of putting attitude. And he often says, what is the quality of the mind? What is the mind, he says? What is the mind that is meditating? Is it a greedy mind? Is it a mind that has aversion and ill will in it? Is it a confused mind? So is it a mind that is infused with the three poisonous roots already? Or is it a mind that is infused with their opposite? With, relinquishment, the ease, the generosity. Is it a mind that is infused with kindness, goodwill? Is it a mind that is infused with wisdom, with trust, with faith? So knowing what is the mind that is practicing, what is the mind that's meditating? Is it a mind that wants, like, okay, all right, I want to get concentrated, I want this, I want that. What is the quality of the mind? And at first, if you're beginning in our practice, sometimes it is hard at the beginning to notice the quality of the mind, because we might be a fish swimming in water. It might be hard to know what if the water has dye in it, has a little bit of color in it. We may not notice, but just gently keep noticing, what is the attitude in the mind? What is the attitude in the mind? And I tell you, especially with the practice of samadhi, practice of samatha, leading to the state of samadhi, I've seen so many practitioners get exceedingly tight and unfriendly, and you know, the sense that, okay, you know, in a meditation hall and practicing on a retreat, they become so attached without seeing it. They become so contracted, attached to the quiet, to the connecting to the breath, to this, to cultivating this, they become really brittle. The mind becomes really brittle and irritable. Every sound, every door that closes, every noise outside, every breath next door is like, oh, make it stop. Quiet, quiet. I'm trying to develop concentration. It's ouch, ouch, ouch. Notice. So if that arises for you, it's okay. Just realize that the practice is becoming the source of suffering because of the attitude in the mind. It's okay. It's okay. Does the mind have generosity and kindness, or grasping, craving, and aversion? Just notice, what is the mind? So that is one question you can drop in now and then and become attuned to it. Become attuned to it in a very friendly, gentle way. Because again, it's the water that we swim in our practice. And similarly, the sense of intentionality is, what is the intention? Is the intention me, 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 I want this, me, me, me? What is the intention? Get to know it. Is it an intention of service? Are you giving your heart to this practice without expectation? It's wonderful to have aspirations, but not expectations. So, how are they different? An aspiration is a beautiful intention. To have an aspiration, an intention, an intention. Let me use the word aspiration for waking up, for service, for generosity, for kindness. So as an aspiration, it lifts us up, it supports us in our path. Whereas expectation, I expect to wake up, I expect to become more generous. You see, it's much tighter. This expectation tightens us. It makes us smaller. It becomes about me, 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 I expect. Whereas, aspiration. Aspiration, as if we're putting our precious minutes, precious moments on the altar of humanity together. Just it connects us to something above and beyond ourselves that we are a part of. We are a part of. It expands us. It expands us. So, attitude, intention. Another thing I wanted to bring here, which is important, is an attitude of interest and curiosity. Interest and curiosity. So, whatever happens, even if your mind is distracted, if things are coming up, if it's sleepy, as long as there is interest, curiosity, there is zest. Oh, this is interesting. Ah, this, just like a scientist of your own mind. There is no failed experiment because you always learn. As long as you have that attitude, as long as the attitude is one of openness, curiosity, learning, interest, chanda, zest, this interest in practice, instead of, okay, all right, it's all right, I gotta sit down, it's my 30 minutes, all right, okay, I gotta do this, just as I brush my teeth, and yeah, I'm supposed to meditate because I read in whatever news articles that it's good for me. Oh, don't. If you're showing up like a soldier, like every day it feels like it's drudgery, stop practicing for a week. Just don't, until you love it, until you miss it, until like, oh yes, even actually for longer, until you really feel the desire, the love, the curiosity, interest. So do it with love. Do it because of love, not because I have to. That's the perfect way to kill aspiration. So, dear ones, there's so much more to say about samadhi, about this beautiful practice of cultivation. And as I said, it's been a primary practice. The jhanas have been the primary practice for me. And I do like to mention, with gratitude, really, with love, my Burmese teacher, Pa Aksayada, the jhana master, who's the living master, jhana master, with a lot of devotion and love. Offering the goodness of my practice with you this week to him and all beings, and all beings everywhere. So, come and visit us at Happy Hour, Diana Clark and myself, every weekday Pacific time, between 6 and 7 p.m. Pacific time. We are on Zoom, and also Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm also on YouTube. Come visit us, come practice with us, come practice cultivation of the heart, metta, loving kindness, compassion, goodwill, vicarious joy, gratitude, forgiveness, all the practices of the heart. We explore them. We've been exploring them for a long time. So come and join us. It's a lovely sangha. Many of you, I recognize the names, are part of that sangha also. So come and join us when you can, when your heart is called to it. Not because you should, but if your heart wants to cultivate, come and join us, especially on Zoom, because we have small group practice, which is very intimate and sweet. So thank you so much for the gift of your practice. May you, may all of us, may all beings everywhere know the goodness, know their own goodness. May they be safe, happy, healthy. May they have ease. May they be free, including ourselves. Thank you all. Take good care of your dear selves.